Even as Frodo, still invisible because he was wearing the ring, tried to launch one of the boats and continue his quest on his own, Aragorn sped on up the hill in search of him.
Horn of Boromir, he's in need. Alas, an ill fate is on me this day, and all that I do goes amiss. And where is Sam?
The riders are coming! Elendil!
Elendil!
A mile from the path, in a little glade not far from the lake, Aragorn found Boromir. He was sitting with his back to a great tree as if he was resting, but Aragorn saw that he was pierced with many black-feathered arrows. His sword was still in his hand, but it was broken near the hilt. His horn, cloven in two, was at his side. Many orcs lay slain, piled all about him and at his feet. Aragorn knelt beside him.
Boromir.
I tried to take the ring from Frodo. I'm sorry. I've paid. I slew 20 at least. But they've gone. The halflings, the orcs, have taken them. I think they're not dead. Orcs bound them. Farewell, Aragorn. Go to Minas Tirith and save my people. I have failed.
No. See, I kiss your brow. You have conquered. Few have gained such a victory. Be at peace. Minas Tirith shall not fall. Which way did they go? Was Frodo there? Alas, this is a bitter end. Now the company is all in ruin.
Who's there?
Legolas.
Aye, and Gimli.
Hey.
We've hunted and slain many orcs in the woods, but should have been more use here. We came when we heard the horn, but too late it seems. I fear you're deadly hurt.
Boromir's dead.
Oh.
I'm unscathed, for I wasn't here with him. He fell defending the hobbits while I was away upon the hill.
The hobbits? Where are they then? Where's Frodo?
I don't know. Before he died, Boromir told me that the orcs had bound them. I didn't ask him if Frodo or Sam were with him, not until it was too late. All I've done today has gone amiss. What is to be done now?
First, we must tend to the fallen.
Hey.
We can't leave him lying like carrion among these foul orcs.
Hey, but we must be swift. He wouldn't wish us to linger. We must follow the orcs if there is hope that any of our company are living prisoners.
But we don't know whether the ring-bearer is with them or not. Are we to abandon him? Must we not seek him first? An evil choice is now before us.
Then let's do first what we must do.
Hey.
We haven't the time or the tools to bury our comrade fitly or to raise a mound over him. A cairn we might build.
The labor would be hard and long. There are no stones that we could use nearer than the waterside.
Then let's lay him in a boat with his weapons and the weapons of his vanquished foes. We'll send him to the falls of Rorus and give him to the river of Gondor, which will take care, at least, that no evil creature dishonors his bones.
Back on the greensward, Aragorn surveyed the lawn, stooping often to the earth.
No orcs have been on this ground. There are some clear prints here. A hobbit waded out into the water and back.
How, then, do you read this riddle?
Well, two packs are missing, and one certainly is Sam's. It was large and heavy. This, then, is the answer. Frodo has gone by boat, and his servant has gone with him.
But why should he leave us behind and without a word? That was a strange deed.
Maybe hunting orcs came upon him and he fled.
He fled, certainly, but not, I think, from orcs.
Well, our choice, then, is either to take the remaining boat and follow Frodo, or else to follow the orcs on foot.